the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, opening statements got underway this afternoon in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez as jury selection now complete. It took nearly 3 days to select 12 jurors and 6 alternates after attorneys sifted through a pool of about 150 people. Menendez is accused of taking bribes, including cash and gold bars, in exchange for helping 3 New Jersey businessmen. His wife, Nadine, is also expected to stand trial in July. A Catholic school teacher in North Jersey has admitted to taking upskirt photos of students.
41-year-old Michael Wagner of Hepatcong has pleaded guilty to child endangerment and manufacturing of child sexual abuse material. He was a teacher at Pope John 23rd Regional High School as well as at Reverend Brown Elementary, both in Sparta. Police found Wagner had taken hundreds of upskirt videos and photos of female students and kept a collection of child pornography. He must forfeit his teaching license and will be sentenced in July. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police are looking for a teen who fired shots at an acquaintance riding a bicycle in Toms River neighborhood Tuesday. Police were called to the Camino Hermosa neighborhood of off Route 70 around 4 p.m. for a report of shots fired. The victim telling police multiple shots were fired at him, but he wasn't hit. Some homes were struck by gunfire, according to police. New Jersey is going after a very specific source of waste, oversized shipping boxes. A bill advanced by a Senate committee would prohibit large retailers from using unnecessarily large boxes when they ship what you order. Doug O'Malley is with Environment New Jersey.
Online shipping boxes should not dwarf the size of the package that we ordered. This should be common sense, and even a small percentage of packages that are in oversized boxes add up.
The bill makes an exception, though, for electronics. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report, record high mortgage rates are forcing many Americans to continue renting. This has caused developers to build new houses for rent at an unprecedented rate. In 2023, 93,000 new single family homes for rent were completed. That's 39% more rental homes than in 2022 and the most in any year ever. According to Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, the median American renter spent 31% of their income on housing. On Wall Street, the Dow added 349 points to close at 39,908. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Steady rain lingers, but for how long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.